There have been some big changes in the USDA's forecast for corn. This is Stephanie Ho from the USDA.
World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski says big changes were made in USDA's January crop reports in terms of corn.
Looking at last year's crop, the 2019-2020 crop, based on information within the stocks report, NASS pulled back the ending stocks estimate for U.S. corn by 76 million bushels.
At the same time,
NASS cut the yield forecast for corn by a fair amount, 3.8 bushels per acre, and also trimmed the harvested area estimate just a little bit as well. And all of that translates into 324 million bushel reduction in corn production for this current crop year.
As a result, corn supplies for the current year are expected to be lower by 400 million bushels.
That's 400 million bushels below where we thought we were back in December, just a month ago. So that's a pretty significant change.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
A recently announced USDA Ag Innovation Strategy includes a dashboard designed in part to encourage increased private sector research. This is Deputy Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics Scott Hutchins.
There are a number of startup companies in this country that have just phenomenal technologies and capabilities, but honestly, a lot of them really don't know agriculture and how that technology and that skill might be applied to the challenges and the opportunities we face. So we believe by setting out these discovery goals so that everybody can kind of see the direction that we're vectoring towards for these, that they can start to see how they contribute to it.
Hutchins explains the four areas of focus in the innovation strategy.
There were four innovation clusters that we focused on: genome design, which is gene editing and all the things that go with that, just holds so much potential for us to transform not just the production side, but more importantly, the production capability side. Digital and automation. Agriculture has already jumped headfirst into the digital age. And we're not talking just automation of self-driving tractors, but really think about what automation would have done had we had automated food processing plants over the course of these last 12 months. And then prescriptive intervention, the whole use and utility of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and all the analytic tools that allow us to take advantage of this digital age to make real-time decisions and informed approaches to each acre of land, which is unique. And then systems-based management, allowing us to embrace complexity. A lot of our most important innovations in the last 40 years have really been to help reduce complexity of farming, and that's allowed us to increase scale and efficiency and the rest of it. Now, with all the digital and analytic capabilities, we can embrace that complexity because it'll be working in the background, whereas the farmer and the rancher, the forester, really can focus on the outcomes and their business objectives.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.